to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Have you heard how sarcopenia and how it affects the body and the health? If you are over or near 50, listen up. Doctors have found that after 50, more protein is needed to prevent age-related loss of muscle mass and strength in the body. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Protein is the key that promotes muscle maintenance and immune help. Muscle strength becomes increasingly important as one ages to maintain independence at home, enjoying family time, and doing everyday chores. Obtain healthy whole food protein by eating fish, eggs, milk, Greek yogurt, beans, and nuts. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP identifies man found dead on U.S. 101 shoulder. San Luis Obispo police respond to domestic violence incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. CHP has identified the man they found dead on the US 101 late last week at about 11.05 a.m. on July 31st. The San Luis Obispo Communications Center received a call from the California Department of Transportation of a report of a possible dead body located on the west shoulder of the 101 near Vineyard Drive in Templeton. No personal identifying information of the man was found at the scene. Since then, they have identified the individual as Chad Corpez. Family members of Mr. Corpez have been notified. The 37-year-old was reported as an at-risk missing adult in San Luis Obispo County, according to a release by the sheriff's office on June 19th. Corpez was last seen walking away from his residence on Bennett Way in Templeton on June 16th. He left his cell phone, vehicle, and dog at that location. It was believed he was going through a mental health crisis at the time. The city of Paso Robles is asking residents to share their preferences for the types of restaurant and retail options they would like to see in future economic development efforts. The survey is part of a broader three-part initiative designed to provide a more complete understanding of Paso Robles' business environment and retail opportunities. This survey will be followed by one for business owners. To complete the survey, you can visit prcity.com/retail survey. It is open now through August 22nd. Residents are encouraged to participate and share with family and friends who live in Paso Robles. San Luis Obispo police respond to domestic violence incident. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Yesterday afternoon, San Luis Obispo police received a call from a female victim stating that her boyfriend had threatened to harm her at their home on the 1800 block of Homestead Place. She also stated that he owned several firearms and threatened to harm responding officers and neighbors. The man was identified as 39-year-old Omar Gutierrez of San Luis Obispo. The victim fled the residence once the threats were made, and officers met her away from the home to confirm the criminal threats. Out of an abundance of caution, a perimeter was established around the residence. Neighbors were evacuated and surrounding streets were closed to traffic. After about 30 minutes of negotiations, Gutierrez surrendered and was taken into custody without further incident. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on felony criminal threats, felony domestic violence causing great bodily injury, and felony misdemeanor domestic battery. Travelers will encounter two more nights of full overnight closures of the US 101 South on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita. The initial closures were slated to end this Thursday, but additional time is required to repair culvert work. Caltrans says closures will continue to be in effect from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Wednesday, August 12th, and Thursday, August 13th. The on-ramp will be open during the day, close at night, and work is expected to be completed the morning of August 14th. Travelers needing to head southbound will need to detour north onto El Camino Real and enter the US 101 South on Santa Barbara Road in Atascadero. Travelers in both directions of the 46 east of the 4146 junction at the Chelam Y will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic controls. Traffic controls start Sunday, August 9th. Traffic control on Sunday will be from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., then 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday nights. Electronic message boards will alert travelers in advance of the closure, and delays of up to 10 minutes are expected. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-1, the Angels over the Orioles 4-1, the Reds beat the Athletics 6-5. Tonight, the Giants will face the Tigers, the Padres will go against the Astros, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Marlins, the Athletics will face the Red Sox, the Yankees will go against the Braves. In California news, Senate Bill 903, authored by San Diego Democrat Steve Padilla, intends to ban companies from advertising chatbots as therapy. It would prohibit artificial intelligence from making therapeutic decisions without the review of a licensed professional and require health providers to disclose and get a patient's permission before using AI tools to record therapy sessions. One person has been confirmed dead from the Gann fire yesterday. Fire officials say they found a body inside a burned home in a rural area about 4 miles east of where the fire started. The person's identity has not yet been confirmed. A man, Herbert Wayne Smith of Valley Springs, has been accused of starting the fire and arrested, alleging he used a power saw to cut scrap metal when the fire ignited. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Animal disease research is getting a boost as the federal government continues transitioning operations from Plum Island, New York, to the new National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas. MBAF Director Steve Witt says a state-of-the-art laboratory will strengthen the nation's ability to detect, study, and respond to serious animal diseases.
As of March, all of the research activities at Plum Island had been stopped, and the research component has transferred to NBAF now. The Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory is still operating, but I believe by the end of September, they will be wrapping up their operations there as well and will be shifting the mission to NBAF as much as they can.
The facility is designed to support research, diagnostics, and training while helping to protect U.S. agriculture and the livestock industry from emerging disease threats. The move marks a major modernization effort for the country's animal health research infrastructure after decades at Plum Island. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says producers will receive a 60-day extension on premiums due between now and September 30th. Interest charges will not begin until after that extension period. She also said USDA is bringing back the 5% prevented planting buy-up coverage for fall planted crops. The added protection is designed to help farmers manage losses when weather or other conditions prevent timely planting.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
The Ag Information Network, covering over half of the nation's potato acres and a third of the nation's wheat. We've been bringing news and information to these Pacific Northwest producers for 40 years on 73 radio stations. With the large amount of farmland that our network covers, our region's farmers are on the go, tuning in behind the wheel of a truck or tractor. The Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 8822.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. To strengthen the market position of walnuts, the California Walnut Board and Commission has been running a campaign this summer to encourage shoppers to think of the tree nut as more than just a baking ingredient and to get retailers to place walnuts in the fresh produce section. Such placement would allow walnuts to be marketed as a healthy snack and versatile food ingredient. The effort extends last year's campaign to position walnuts as a lifestyle brand for millennials and Gen Z consumers who increasingly turn to natural foods for better health. Quote, "The younger generation is much more educated about food as medicine, and they understand that nuts play an important part of not only breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but also snacking," said Robert Verloop, the Walnut Board and Commission's executive director and CEO. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care, 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. A reminder, there is traffic control on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street, present from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Traffic control is due to pedestrian improvement work being conducted through the fall. Rolling Hills remains closed to through traffic during Phase 2 of Creston Road improvements. Traffic control is in place from Orchard and Niblick on Creston as the contractor works on underground utilities. Otherwise, under CHP's jurisdiction, there are no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, mostly sunny Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, and partly cloudy on Friday. Mid-90s Sunday, low 90s Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, and 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher. The July employment report was disappointing. The U.S. lost 23,000 jobs last month. However, signs of a cooling job market could keep the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates next month. Wendy's shares are 3.5% higher. The restaurant chain reported weaker sales in the recent quarter, though the company says it is in the process of a turnaround plan. Its former CEO, Bob Wright, is back, and he believes the company can fix Wendy's issues. Boeing shares are flat. The Wall Street Journal says the FAA wants 737 MAX jets inspected for possible cracks in the body of the aircraft. Home builder Dreamfinders is buying Beazer Homes. The deal values Beazer at about $2.2 billion, including debt. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cella is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cella is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
And a reminder, the Sculptura Winery, they've got the music on the weekends coming up tonight. It's Sammy Rousse, and then tomorrow, Adam Levine, the Saturday afternoon live band, and then the very talented and sought-after Joy Bonner is Sunday afternoon at Sculptura Winery out there. And remember, they've got lots of shades, lots of shade. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
You know the way. To tell me what was on his mind, he said,
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Kenny's out doing what, chasing pigs or something like that. But anyway, so Darsha will be flying solo this afternoon for Open Mic Friday. Also, we'd like to congratulate the winner for our trivia gift certificate from Joe's Place. Mr. Jerry Johnson. Jerry Johnson, you get the gift certificate, and you were one of the qualifiers, of course. And you've got 30 days. Always call ahead to the office first to make sure that somebody is here. That's the safe way. You don't want to waste your time and so forth and so on. All right, let's see here. On the text, a Bearcat football fundraiser is advertised on South County Radio. Why not KPRL? I have a suspicion. Well, if you have a suspicion, let me know what the suspicion is. Because as a great American once told me many times, pretense of knowledge where knowledge is none is fraudulent. And that would be, we never received anything. So before one opens one's mouth, make sure that you're not inserting your foot in it. Anyway, so there you be. There you be. Okay, let's see. What else? This is, again, technology, folks. It is, it's good and bad. AI used to design brand new, that's artificial intelligence, to design brand new viruses. But experts fear a lot could go wrong. There are biosafety questions regarding this. Now, researchers have used artificial intelligence to create 16 new viruses capable of being reproduced in a lab to fight resistant infections, but experts warn that the computer-made pathogens pose urgent safety risk, including fears it could be used to create bioweapons. This was a Stanford University experiment, used an AI model known as EVO-1 and EVO-2, which instead of modeling language of a text, are trained to predict genetic codes of viruses, bacteria, plants, and even people. Wow. And so they can be used for good, and they can be used for bad. Okay? And the good part is that new ways of treating infections. How about that? That's good. But also, it could be used in bad scenarios. Okay. So the breakthrough raises serious concerns about technology's ability to create new life that never previously existed. And it's known as synthetic biology, and its potential to create diseases deadly to humans. Wow. So, it's becoming apparent that we are not up to the ability regarding security as far as AI, because it has gained momentum extremely fast. And it is as it advances, so does the rapid spread of the deepfakes and information. You have sophisticated automated cyber attacks. And then along with that, you have the concentration of power among a few corporations. Now, you do have existential threats like losing control of the autonomous agents remains a very, very long-term concern, but immediate societal risk already materializing. So you have, for example, the misinformation, the AI-generated text flood public platforms, making it hard to know what is true. And what it does by that is undermining trust in elections and media. Then you have the cybersecurity, advanced models accelerate hacking and write malicious code, lowering the barrier for bad actors to target critical infrastructure. This rapid automation threatens widespread job displacement and widens the wealth gap between tech owners and workers. So you have, as these planning skills from the AI systems continue to develop, tests have shown instances of models exhibiting deceptive or strategic behavior to achieve goals. By, I guess you could add to that, any means possible. Now, remember this, a small group of government and corporations control the most powerful systems, and there is minimal public oversight. So this is something that I don't know how you're going to be able to wrap your get our hands around it. As we all know, there's not every person in the world is a nice person. And even some people who come across as being nice, they're not nice people. We all encounter that almost on a daily basis. But the potential for this is pretty scary. Pretty darn scary. So maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. But Chris, have you looked at, or you know, thought about it, or maybe even talked about it with your buddies, the benefits and the negatives of AI?
A few times. We mostly talk about the negatives, though.
Mostly the negatives?
Mostly the negatives. We're not big AI fans, me and my friends.
Really?
Yes.
So what is one of the concerns or the negatives that you guys talk about?
I mean, the big thing is data centers.
Meaning what?
The space they take up, the amount of energy they use, the water usage, the environmental implications, all of it. The way they can intrude on small communities.
How about the overall use of the AI regarding the people that control it and the power they can have? And I'm not talking electrical power, I'm just talking power in general.
You mean the companies that actually own it?
Yeah, and like, you know, like this research is indicating that, you know, you have bad actors out there, and not necessarily bad actors, but people who just, you know, again, they're going to come across as they're doing this for you because they care, but they want to manipulate you into having control.
I don't quite follow that train of logic.
They want to control you.
The people who own artificial intelligence platforms.
Right. Is there any talk about that other than the environment?
I mean, yeah, but I guess that's kind of, I don't want to say self-evident, but, you know, not as controversial, so we don't really bring it up that much, if that makes sense. It's like, yeah, we're all in agreement that the people who own or control artificial intelligence platforms probably do it to have some form of control over what we do and think.
All right, so here's a question to throw out then. Is that any different than what our government does now?
Yes.
How so?
Well, our government is run by people who are ideally, you know, under most of our laws, are elected, are subject to law, are subject to audits, each other.
So they have to answer to the people.
They have to answer to people, yes. Artificial intelligence right now is very under-regulated. And most of the fault isn't given to the companies that actually own them, but is trying to brush it off to the individual users. When I think it should be the other way around.
Do you? Well, okay. So, because this is the question everybody needs to talk about, because this is, maybe I'm wrong, but this is the future. So, do the benefits outweigh the negatives? If they tell us that AI can make everything, you know, perfect, we'll have no more disease. And again, I'm exaggerating a little bit here. We'll have no more diseases. Everybody's going to be perfect, and et cetera, et cetera. That sounds great, doesn't it?
It sounds great, yes. But is it what it's actually going to be used for?
All right.
And I'd say it's unlikely unless there is some stringent regulation on what it can be used for. Because right now, most of what I see AI being used for is nothing but slop content.
And that's a term that's used now. It's literally slop.
Slop. I mean, slop's an old word, but it's being applied to things that are created by artificial intelligence because there's no substantive. There's just nothing great. It's hard to like explain, put into words. But you imagine slop is just a big pile of bleh, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just kind of the a word used to describe content, be it images or videos created by artificial intelligence.
All right. So again, I'll throw this out to the people. If what I, you know, I asked Chris about the positives and are the positives worth the negatives? I would say no, because what I think is if you want to create a society that is, for lack of a better term, worry-free of all ills and things that happen, that would that eventually then delete our human emotion and our ability to experience highs and lows that make us what we are and even what we become? Because when you experience some things, it may be life-changing in many ways, and that's good and bad, but is that not part of the human element? So when we take away the human element, what do we have? We have what we see, as I refer to, in cities. We all become homogenized, and we are walking human beings with, what, little or no emotion, perhaps? Is that what we want? Is that what we want? At the rate this stuff has been just growing, you know, a lot of people say, well, not in my lifetime. Well, you know, you might not be right about that. You might not be right about that, because it is moving so fast, so fast. So anyway, I thought that was interesting when they talk about this, what they could do, or just with the experiments. Okay. Also coming up, well, not coming up right now, is that some Senate Republicans are trying to do something and force blue states such as California to vastly cut down on how long it takes to count ballots. You've got one from Utah and one from Oklahoma. They're going to be introducing legislation that would create a federal deadline for states to accept ballots received by the time polls close on Election Day across the country. Now, this federal deadline, I'm not sure if this is having to do with federal elections or elections in general. And it's the bill is called the Ballots by Election Day Act. It's a bid to build more trust in the county, in the country's election. And so they're going to try and put this, can create a nationwide deadline for counting absentee and mail-in ballots, meaning that if those ballots aren't in by the time the polls close across the expanse of the time zones in the nation, they wouldn't be counted. I have a question. Again, I don't know if this has to do with federal or state, but just for the sake of argument, do you want federal control or state control? You may disagree with how the state is doing it now, and many people do, but how much more do you want the federal government coming into the state? Remember, states' rights are pretty important. Pretty important. We had a war over it. So, anyway, I'm wondering if Darsha may have some like this, because they're saying this bill will clarify protocol and restore trust by counting only ballots received before the polls close. I don't know how much more trust you think that this is going to do for people. I don't know. I think some people are just so far gone with the way our elections have become that they're so far disenfranchised. I don't know if you can ever get them back. I hope that's not the case, but we shall see. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. CHP has identified the man they found dead on the US 101 late last week, July 31st, at about 11.05 a.m. The dead body has been identified as 37-year-old Chad Corpas, who was reported as an at-risk missing adult back in June. It was believed he was going through a mental health crisis at the time.
Yesterday afternoon, San Luis Obispo police received a call from a female victim stating her boyfriend had threatened to harm her at their home on the 1800 block of Homestead Place. She also stated he owned several firearms and threatened to harm responding officers and neighbors. The man was identified as 39-year-old Omar Gutierrez of San Luis Obispo. He surrendered after 30 minutes of negotiations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says he's getting personally involved in Iran talks to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
I think we're doing very well. I just, you know, I'm involved in the negotiation. I think we're doing fine. It could be soon.
But the Senate confirmation of Todd Blanche for Attorney General is out of his hands. There's a second swing Republican. Lisa Murkowski says she's a no, joining Maine's Susan Collins. Senator Mitch McConnell is out on medical. And one more no tanks the nomination. The president signed an executive order to end birth tourism. Policy advisor Stephen Miller tells Fox it's visa fraud.
No one in the world is any more allowed to obtain a visa for this fraudulent purpose.
And the July jobs report, 23,000 jobs lost, unemployment rate of 4.1%. Markets like it, betting the Fed will not raise interest rates. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Mid-90s, lots of sunshine on your Friday. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s will be the mid to upper 90s on Saturday, upper 90s Sunday. Down to the low 90s on Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, and hopefully next Friday as well. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:16 a.m., 8:02 p.m. We are at 67, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Ooh. Community Calendar on KPRL is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. From the Heart Animal Sanctuary is home to unwanted or medically fragile animals in need of care. And it is the, let's see here, the forever home for these animals. And they also help serve as models for children's art classes. They do a lot of things out there with Joe and the rest of the folks. So always looking for some help in many ways. It's a nonprofit organization that relies on the generosity of individuals and businesses within the community. You can visit the From the Heart Animal Sanctuary for more information. All right. There you go. Let's see here. Do they have it? I don't have the website. Well, here it is. FromTheHeartAnimalSanctuary.org. That makes sense. Okay, here you go. Loaves and Fishes is a food pantry serving housed families and individuals struggling to put food on their table. Loaves and Fishes receives no government funding, but instead is supported entirely by the community. Become part of this community, and they appreciate it. This is the one on Spring Street in Paso Robles. LoavesAndFishesPaso.org. That's LoavesAndFishesPaso.org. Your community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, moving right along here. We have 9.5 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel, Mighty Fine Jewelry. You know where they're at, right down there across from the park, past Robles. Yeah, easy to find. Free parking, too. How about that? All right, let's see here. Leading off, we have, oh, this is interesting. Lisa Caldwell's having a birthday, so is Austin Swank. Shirley Palmer, Will Stroud's having a birthday. It's a who's who's list today. Ian Cook, Neil Hansen, Linda Tucker Young, Nagami Magmar, close enough, Sharon Bennett, Jock Hansen, Chuck Barnett, Allie Moore, Nick Sherwin's having a birthday. Marina Lopez, and oh, look at this here. This is so cute. Dave and Trina Nicholas having another anniversary. Goodness. All right, Saturday celebrity, we have Kelly Reynolds, Sherry Swank, Donna Moore, Kyle Covello, Pat Sane, Taylor Page, Hannah Thompson, Tristan Erickson, Tobin and Gaylene Sinclair. Sunday leading off, Jason Bruce, Heather Bordan's having a birthday, Priscilla Mazza, Sabrina Montgomery, Richard Matthews, Jackson Ryan, Maggie Kalar, Sharon Minnis, Jacob Wallinson, Mike Bagwell, Dan Jensen Pyatt, Liz Ontiveros, also, let's see here, Ann Layden, Emma Martinez, Dina Spears, just says M&C Griffith, Ken and Arnie Hammond, and Katie and Sean Tucker, and Tom Flynn Jr. is also having a birthday. So there's your local celebrities. It's quite a list there. Almost like a list of who's who. Almost as a who's who. All right, on my right-hand side, we'll find out who's who. Revolutionary War General. Nathaniel Greene, 1742-1786. Oh, she was smiling and didn't want to blindfold. And legend says she smiled and blew a kiss to the people that shot her. Mata Hari, 1876-1917. Billy Burke, The Wizard of Oz, The Good Witch, 1884-1970. Onward we go. We have, oh, one of the great songwriters along with her husband, Bordaloo. Felice Bryant, 1925, wrote so much, including just about every single hit for the Everly Brothers. She was born in 1925. She died in 2003. One of the greats, Stan Freberg, 1926-2015. Alfalfa, Carl Schweitzer from Our Gang, 1927. He was shot to death in 1959. He was an idiot. Don Larson, perfect game pitcher, 1929-2020. From the Platters, I'm the great pretender. He was a bass singer, Herb Reed, 1931-2012. Garrison Keillor, the humorist and all that other stuff, 1942. This guy had really, really nice singing voice, and I got to see him over at the fair a few years ago, just before he passed away. Sounded good even then. B.J. Thomas, 1942, 2021. Onward we go. The actor John Glover, 1944. John Gilliam, he was a pretty good wide receiver. Played with the Vikings and the Saints, 1945. One of the best ever. He's in the Hall of Fame. And what's kind of cool that he's in the Hall of Fame, he helped build it with his well, not the whole thing, but he did some concrete work when he was a kid. How about that? He's from Canton. Alan Page, 1945. Let's see here. This guy, Tim Renwick, he played guitar with everybody. Pink Floyd, Procol Harum, Al Stewart, Elton John. The list is endless. He was born in 1949. Country singer Rodney Crowell, 1950. He also played in the hot band, Emmylou Harris. He was in there with Ricky Skaggs at one point. Remember the guy, the track and field Olympic medalist, the guy used to wear the that wore the red hat, Dave Waddell? He was born in 1950. Hall of Fame swimmer Gary Hall was born in 1951. From the group Free, All Right Now, Baby. Andy Frazier, bass player, 1952. This guy was good for a short time in the big leagues, and things just didn't work out. Steve Kemp, 1954. I wish they had more scenes with this guy in Seinfeld. Wayne Knight, Newman. He was born in 1955. Another good marathon runner, Alberto Salazar, was born in 1957 from Iron Maiden. Bruce Dixon, 1958. Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know who she is. Maggie Wheeler, she was born in 1961. Jason Grimsley, not a bad pitcher, 1967. Charlotte Lewis, the actress, 1967. And let's see here. Who else do we have on this list that you would... he'll be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, probably. Sidney Crosby was born in 1987. Jalen Hurts, quarterback. Yes, indeed. The Eagles, of course, Alabama, then Oklahoma. He was born in 1998, and that is it. Passing away on this day, remember the anthropologist... I'm on the wrong page, you idiot. Let's get to the death page. I don't know where the death page is. Oh, here it is. Houston, we have a problem. Jim Lovell, he passed away last August, 2025. Who else do we have? Peter Jennings passed away in 2005. Best comedy team ever. Laurel and Hardy, Mr. Hardy. Norval Hardy died in 1957. Marky Post passed away in 2021. And the actor from Wyatt Earp, Virgil Earp, John Anderson, 1992. And I believe that is it. Yes, it is. All right. So there you go. All right, going to the top of the page today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I mentioned that he was born in Canton, Ohio, and he worked on construction that erected the Pro Football Hall of Fame, laying the groundwork for the building in which he would one day be enshrined. And boy, was he enshrined. An amazing career. When he was young, his mother passed away, and for whatever reason, I don't know why, but he said he wanted to become a lawyer when he was a child, and he eventually did. He went to the University of Notre Dame, and he was an All-American, and then was taken in the first round of the famous 1967 draft, although not as famous as the 73 or the 64, but the Vikings took him, and he stayed with the Vikings from 1967 to 1978, and boy, what a career he had. He was the NFL Most Valuable Player, a defensive player winning the MVP that was unheard of. He was also a Defensive Player of the Year, five-time first-team All-Pro, nine-time Pro Bowler, 100th anniversary all-time team, the 70s all-decade team, and goes, two national championships while at the University of Notre Dame, just a winner his whole life. And when he was done with that, he did become an attorney, and a big-time attorney, and he ended up as an Associate Justice of the Minnesota Supreme Court. Alan Page to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The city of Paso Robles is asking residents to share their preferences for the types of restaurant and retail options they would like to see in future economic development efforts. The survey is open through August 22nd and can be found at prcity.com/retail survey. Travelers will encounter two more nights of full overnight closures of the US 101 South on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita. The initial closures were slated to end on Thursday, but additional time is required. Closures will be in effect Wednesday and Thursday next week, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
That 1967 draft was something else. Bubba Smith was the first player taken. Steve Spurrier, the Heisman Trophy winner, was in at number three. But Michigan State had, four players in the top eight taken over, top 11 taken overall. It was quite a career and just an amazing draft. Okay, we've got one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.